And it is time now for Talkin' Books. We are joined in the studio by the one, the only, Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and the Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department, chapelhillpubliclibrary.org and chapelhillarts.org for those two respective departments. Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, we were that's talking, probably because you didn't watch The Heels last night.
I did not actually watch The Heels last night. No, we went to dinner with friends, and I was like, I'll check the game. I'll check the score of the game after we're done socializing and having dinner with friends. And then I pulled up my phone, and I looked at the score, and I said, I've made a fine choice today.
I mean, it's right. So, like, we are a Heels household now. My kids are into it, especially my younger son. And he, like, it's just struggling, like, how you talk about, like, you know, there's how you talk about, you know, your teens about, you know, sex and drugs and alcohol. How do you talk to your teens about the Heels right now? And that's the struggle that we're having.
Like, that's fair. Yeah.
I love them all so much. I just, you know, after last season, and there's so much love for them, and it's heartbreaking.
Just have to remember this time last year, we were having the same exact kind of, oh, my God, they lost a Pitt. Oh, no, they're going to be on the bubble. Are they going to make it at all? And then they turned it around. So maybe they'll turn it around this year.
We'll maybe see. They will.
Yeah, they got plenty of chances.
That's right.
Plenty
That's of chances. Right. But yes. It's still...
It's rough. Yeah. It's rough.
But other than that, you know, I'm here. I'm alive.
To have pain
I'm
like
upright.
This is to be happy forever.
That's right. cool. Beautiful day, beautiful weather. Like coming here every week and watching the U Place development, it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's fun. We've got now they're doing construction in the interior of the mall. They've got like the construction equipment which beeps all the time.
Right.
So that's fun.
Great. Cool.
I cannot hear it from here in the studio, so I just stay in here. But if you're like back in the back, it's like beep, beep, beep. Apparently, I've been told. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I'm a visual person, so I can't quite visualize what's going to be here. But it's fascinating to watch it happen.
Yeah. What's going on at the library?
All the things. As I mentioned, I think last week, we have so many programs happening, and I'll talk about one of them when I talk about my books I'm reading. We also, kind of like y'all, we have hearts up in our window because February is Library Lovers Month. Who knew? National Library Lovers Month. So when you come in just across from the Welcome Hub, you can fill out a heart with what you love about the library, and then we're filling an even bigger heart in the main window. And there is such love for the library that the heart is going to fill up real soon. So perhaps we'll do a second heart.
I like it.
And it's cool to read it because, of course, people love the books and they love the building, but really what they love are the people that work there, right?
Yeah.
Like that's what makes us us. So that's super cool to see. So lots going on.
Cool. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website for more info. We're talking books with Susan Brown, and we're going to talk today about just like what's on our nightstands, right?
That's
what we're
right.
reading right now.
That's right.
All right.
So I've got two that are on my nightstand. The first one is one of the perks of working in the library business is you often get what are called ARCs, advanced reading copies, or galleys, or pre-pub copies of books. And so at Chapel Hill, we have in the staff lounge this huge row of these pre-pubs, and people can get them, and then you read them, and we talk them up, and, you know, we know what's coming. And so I grabbed one that I was working on last night as consolation after the Heels lost, and the cover is actually kind of a Tar Heel blue cover, but it's a book called Cold People. I think it's coming out next month.
Okay.
It's by an author named Tom Rob Smith, who has written a couple thrillers before, all set in Russia. His first one's called Child 44, which was really good.
That's a cool title.
Twisty, set in the Soviet era book. It was super cool. And his new book is this total pivot. So the premise of this book, and I'm about a third of the way into it, is aliens come to Earth, and they're hovering above, and they communicate to all of Earth that everyone has 30 days to get to Antarctica.
Oh, wow.
And then after that, everybody else is going to be dead.
Oh, Very specific.
Right. So I'm just finishing the part about what, so 30 days to get there. So I'm just finishing the part. So all I can say is the first quarter to a third of the book, it's an absolute page turner.
Right.
Now, I don't know what's going to happen next. We'll see. The book could fall apart. But so far, for a galley, the first quarter to a third of it, it's really an interesting setup. So
nice.
That's one of the books I'm currently reading. Tom Robb Smith, Cold People, comes out next month.
How reliably good are the galleys when you get them? Like, I presume it's like advanced copies from publishers that are really excited about this book. So probably more hits than misses, but
there's a lot, like most books that come out from the major houses get a galley,
okay.
Right? So you can both find, like, I just got a galley. I just got Daniel Wallace's next book
nice.
As a galley. Charles Frazier, who wrote Cold Mountain, has a book coming out.
That was what you reminded me of when you said Cold People. I was like, oh, I
Cold
saw
Mountain,
that movie.
Right? Yeah. All the like nonfiction books. So you get both to read books that you know will probably be hits early, and you find a lot of like sleepers or things that are under the radar. So that's the cool thing that librarians can do, is promote books that maybe folks don't hear about on NPR or read about in the New York Times. And getting these galleys is kind of one way that we get books on our radar and in our pipeline. It's
awesome.
Pretty cool.
So we were
Plus,
just...
Plus, we also look cool.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
and
I mean, you look cool anyway.
Oh,
but...
well, thank you. I will actually say that I was somewhere last weekend, and I had this book, and I was waiting for a kid for something, and the person next to me said, oh, is that a good book? And I said, so far, it's great. And then I can't believe this came out of my mouth. I said, but it's not in stores yet. I'm cooler than you. I just had to stake my claim. And then I basically told her, like, I'm so sorry. I'm such a jerk. And she's like, oh, that's okay. And
just walked
then
slowly away.
Then she, like, scooted,
away.
Like, six seats down.
You know that scene in Devil Wears Prada where Andy yes. gets the, like, the copy of book 7 of Harry Potter before anyone?
Yes.
That's me.
That's
I'm that
right.
guy.
Nice.
Golly. All right, so we were talking about the Tar Heels and, like, feeling bad about the last few games. Like, what book can we read to make us feel good about the Tar Heels again? I went to Art Chansky, mm-hmm. our resident author extraordinaire and Tar Heel expert who's written many books about Carolina basketball history. I'm going to go with Light Blue Rain, How a City Slicker, a Quiet Kansan, and a Mountain Man Built College Basketball's Longest Lasting Dynasty, which is all about the positive history of UNC basketball and all the championships and all the great moments and all these amazing memories from Tar Heel basketball history that we can look back on fondly and remember, even if the team is having a rough couple of weeks right now.
Right. So maybe just like there's books like we have at the library to, like, how to talk to your kids about sex, how to talk to your kids
right.
about drugs, how to talk to your kids about the Tar Heels,
yes.
Art Chansky's book.
Right, right, exactly.
Also, it's got one of the best subtitles ever. Can you say it again?
Barely. Light Blue Rain, How a City Slicker, a Quiet Kansan, and a Mountain Man Built College Basketball's Longest Lasting Dynasty.
I love it.
I assume that's Frank McGuire, Dean Smith, and Roy Williams, but I feel like it could all just be Dean Smith.
That's right. Oh, that's great. Okay,
awesome.
The other book that I'm currently reading, and I just picked up a copy and I've just cracked it, is a book called From Here to Equality. And this is a book, From Here to Equality, Reparations for Black Americans in the 21st Century.
Nice.
So this is a brand new book that came out last fall, and we are partnering with...
I was just about to say, there's an event, isn't
yeah,
there? I saw
with
this.
Danita
yeah.
Mason Hogans
yep.
and Simona Golden, who are co-chairs of the Equity in Schools Task Force, and of course, they both do many other things. The UNC Commission on History, Race, and a Way Forward, Molly and our community history team are a part of this. So it's a really cool four-part series. We're bringing the authors for the first and the last one. And in between, there's all kinds of community conversations about why reparations, how reparations, and what it might look like. The really cool thing is we have a bunch of copies available for free at the library, but we're really asking folks, if you can afford to buy one, go buy one. And let's leave those for the folks that perhaps can't Ford one, and our great partners at Flyleaf have a program where you can go there and buy one, and then you can also buy one and give one. So you can buy a second copy, and they will give it away to someone for free.
Nice.
And the word was, I think yesterday, Flyleaf had sold out, and they're ordering more, which is pretty cool. So there's more coming to Flyleaf. If you need a free copy, there are some free copies at the library, and of course, there's Epilogue and McIntyre's and other places in town. Flyleaf is our central partner, but we love all of the bookstores. The program is tomorrow night with the authors at 7 o'clock in Room B at the library. It's going to be awesome.
Chapel Hill Public Library. For more information on the event and for more information on everything else, Golden Fig, that's the name of the bookstore
Thank
in Carborough. I know you were thinking about it, and I was like, oh, it's,
I was
wait
like,
a minute.
Fleece,
I
don't,
Golden
Green
Fig,
apple,
that's it.
Golden Fig, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Flyleaf, Epilogue, Golden Fig, all great bookstores. Yep. Golden Fig is new. I'm still like getting the sense of it. And Purple Crow up in Hillsborough, too.
Oh, yeah,
also
absolutely.
Fantastic. Again, Chapel Hill Public Library.org for more info. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.